Say hello, Mr.
Hello.
Schmidt.
In a bit.
In a bit. Oh, hello, Mr. Nick of Time.
Very well.
I didn't even ask. I'm glad you're doing
very
well.
Good. Very good.
Very good. Yeah. Hold on. Oh, I dropped my monocle. Hold on a second. Let me pick that up.
Yes.
How's it going?
Good.
Yeah. It's funny, you said in the text, you're like, I'll call you in a bit, and then I took
it. Right, and then I get it, and then you said, I'll call you Mr. Nick of Time.
Yeah.
And then we did it, and now it's over. So we got 15 minutes till I gotta feed Draco.
Oh, okay, Draco the new lizard, the new family pet.
He's not just a lizard, he's a bearded dragon.
Oh, right, bearded dragon, yes. Sorry. Okay, well, so this, I got the extender for the laptop, the hard drive adapter, but it was the wrong one. So I took it back to the store and I ordered another one, and it's the right one, but it's not going to be here till tomorrow.
Okay.
So, and then as far as Excel goes, you said it was too long and complicated to text it and that you had to tell me.
Yeah. Is this being recorded?
Huh? Sure, why not?
Okay, well then... My Snickerdy Cupcakes? What was our secret term?
Let's go with Snickerdy Cupcakes.
Okay.
Snickerdy Cupcakes, got it.
Okay, so is it no longer being recorded?
Right, yep.
Okay, so you asked for... Why don't you just pay for Office? Because here's the thing. There's plenty of software that you can get illegally that will work flawlessly. Microsoft Office is just filled, chock full of security holes that are being patched constantly. It's just like every time I open Office, every fucking time, there's a slew of security patches and updates that otherwise provide holes into your system. And so, sure, you could get an illegal version and never update it, and it's just stopped there. But just buy Office.
Okay.
Now you can pay monthly if you want.
Yeah,
you already looked into all this.
Yeah, I hate the idea of paying monthly.
Yeah, don't pay monthly. Just buy it. And then it's only $100-something, dude.
$150.
And it's worth it. Office 2016 is great. It's really quite good.
But what I need to use it for is it's one
then
Excel sheet.
Then use Excel Online.
Can't. Because of the way they designed their Excel sheet for this trivia show. I have to use an installed on the computer version of
then
something.
Then download a trial and deal with it once.
Of what?
You should already have a trial of
I did.
Of
I mean, it lasts for a week. It runs out today.
Okay.
So I use that for my trivia show this week, but then after that, it's not going to work anymore.
Are you never going to use Word and Excel again?
I mean, on my personal computer, no. I'm going to use Word because I write stories, but, I mean, it's a simple Word. Okay. There's so much more.
Have you tried Google Sheets?
Yeah, I mean, in my story writing, I could use Google Sheets. That's what I'm saying.
For this Excel document.
For this Excel document, it doesn't work.
Google Sheets doesn't either.
Right. It has been tried because of the way that the security and everything that they built into their...
Okay.
Of their trivia show sheet, and I have to save it as a different format when I'm done with it. So because of all of that, it won't work if you do the online stuff right now. Right now, last time I tried it, it didn't work.
You're going to need a good copy of Word or Excel throughout the years that you own this laptop. Pay $100 and something. It's
okay.
Worth it. Office 2016 is actually quite good.
Okay. All right, Snicker Cupcake Doodles.
Okay.
because so much of that was so illegal, I guess we had to chop it out.
Well, if you were going to say, no, I want to go down that route, then I would have walked you through the whole very illegal process.
Yeah.
Are you recording now?
Yeah, it says Snickerdoodle Cupcake.
No, erase it.
What? Oh, okay,
God.
Wait. All right, hold on a second. Snickerdoodle Cupcakes.
Josh, seriously.
What?
This jeopardizes my career and stuff.
Because you know things? You're not doing anything.
Because I'm willing to divulge the exact steps of how to get a legal copy of Office. Company, especially enterprise companies... There was just an article I read of something just very similar to this. Something seemingly, it's so innocuous. Somebody wasn't, this guy wasn't promoted to executive position because of something he said innocuous about illegal file sharing or something. It's a bigger deal than you think in the enterprise.
You mean in the
okay.
industry in which you work?
No, in the enterprise. Meaning big enterprise grade businesses of any kind. Anytime you get into like corporate, big corporate, you know, versus mid-sized, smaller companies, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So on Starship Enterprise, it's a big deal. That's what
okay.
you're saying.
All right.
Fine. Okay. That's fine. So I haven't been able to post any episodes. I was trying to do 2 episodes a week. I release, like, every Sunday and every Wednesday.
Aggressive schedule.
Well, yeah, but I have so much content. I have so much content.
That's what they demand.
Huh?
That's what our consumers demand.
I know, dude, we are...
I'm going to put you on speaker while I shoot Draco.
Oh, I thought I had 15 minutes.
Go ahead.
We are, like, 5 listens away from having 1,000.
1,000 what?
1,000 listens.
Per episode?
No. No, per episode. No, total.
1,000 historical listens?
1,000 times somebody has listened to an episode of our podcast.
Okay, what does that mean?
It means that we're like 4 or 5 away from that. It means we've had 996 listens.
What happens when that happens, when we hit that number?
I don't know. It's a personal milestone.
Okay, that's fine. Don't get touchy, Josh.
It's just...
I appreciate
how?
It. Wow. I just thought the way I felt like the build-up was like, you were, it's because like on YouTube, you get like contacted by YouTube.
Yeah.
I thought maybe like you were going to say, that's when iTunes will like call me.
Oh, yeah, I wish. I think you have to have more than that. But I was reading about, like, how to get
it
on.
Wait. You think you have to have more than that for what?
Before you make it onto, like, the up-and-coming or the new and noteworthy section.
Yeah, I think you have to.
Yeah. So I was reading what, I mean, but some people don't very much. They
not
are,
very much. Oh,
no.
I love your sentences.
Oh, God. Some people don't. If it's like a famous person launches a podcast and it has like 50 people give it like a 5-star review in like the first hour.
And they have a history of producing other excellent
They would be like connected to like some media network of podcasts. then it's like thrown right in the new and noteworthy.
Yeah,
it's like that's so stupid. It's like
called leverage. It's your network of influence, Josh.
What we're producing is so much more horrible and crappier and not worth listening to than what they are. And they get all the promotions. So stupid.
Oh,
anyway.
Your efforts of self-deprecation are so quaint.
Thanks. I know. I'm going to find a new shtick.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
feed my bearded dragon.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I don't know if I have anything. I don't really have anything. Oh, I do have a story to tell you.
Do you have antivirus set up and running?
I mean, I got rid of the Norton whatever, or...
That's good.
Whatever it is that comes with it that was horrible.
Yeah.
I got rid of that, and I turned on the Windows antivirus.
All right, that's good enough for now, I guess.
Yeah.
I'll send you something. Okay.
Okay, and so you want a store... What was I going to tell you about? Oh, I forgot now.
About why you are glad to have me in your life?
Yeah, it was going to be a story about that.
Well, you know what? You
time,
don't need to say anything, because I can already tell.
It was the time that something... I was going to tell you about, like, hey, did I ever tell you about the time that this happened? But now I can't remember what this was.
Hey, do you remember the time that you were going to tell me a story about something and then you forgot?
Yeah, I do.
That was good. Yeah, I just filled... There you go, content. That's what they call it. And I just did.
That is what they call content. That's great. Okay. Well, I'll just...
carry on.
Oh, you need to come pick up all your stuff. So when are you going to come visit?
I don't know. I guess I'll talk to Beth, because it's going to have to revolve around having a baby.
Okay. Well, so come soon then, before the baby happens.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk again soon. Maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
When I remember. I'll call you when I remember what I was going to tell
you
about.
As you were, Josh.
Oh, I'm trying to remember. I can't. I'll remember later. Okay.
Okay, goodbye.
All right, bye.
Today's episode has been brought to you by our first sponsor, Wade and Pop's Fish Market. If you want the best in fresh fish cheaper than you can buy in a grocery store, be sure to stop by Wade and Pop's Fish Market on Broadway Avenue in West Memphis, Arkansas. Not Arizona. They're in Arkansas. That's where I would go. They're open daily from 10 to 6. And you can not only eat fresh fish, but you can see the dead fresh fish in their pictures before you eat it. Wade and Pop's Fish Market.